Something terrible is happening.
Something terrible is happening.
Health insurance executives are getting a bad rap.
As the healthcare debate heats up,
we need to remember who the real victims are.
Health insurance executives.
People are saying a lot of mean things about health insurance companies and their executives. And it's got to stop.
These great businessmen are American heroes.
So why is Obama trying to reform healthcare when insurance companies are doing just fine, making billions of dollars of profit?
Obama, why?
Insurance companies need our support because they keep our selfish priorities in check when we can't.
Please, doctor, my daughter's dying. She needs medication.
Think about somebody else for once.
If my kid falls off his bike and breaks his leg, he should have to pay that money out of pocket, out of his allowance.
How else is he going to learn not to fall off that bike?
Detail-oriented enough to deny claims for things like typos. If you spell something wrong, do you really deserve surgery? I don't think so.
80% of the American public support the public plan because it would give quality care people can actually afford.
But when you think about it, who's really supporting it other than 80% of the American people?
And the public option would make insurance companies lower their prices and give better service in order to compete.
What's so American about competition?
But health insurance companies are huge.
They need to make big profits so they can afford to give their employees health insurance.
Believe me, that stuff's not cheap.
It makes sense.
Insurance company CEOs have a right to their American dream.
And it's 5 houses.
A private plane.
$500 million in your pocket.
And a mini zoo in your backyard for exotic animals like a white tiger and pygmy horses.
Insurance. These companies offer you variety.
They can change the price and terms of your plan at any time or stop covering you altogether.
Do you want to get rid of those options?
So join us in the fight to protect our insurance company profits. They've looked out for our best interests for so long.
Now we should look out for theirs.
And I'm not being sarcastic, by the way.
reality is not a political party. It is a way of life, an evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic,
I hear kidney horses.
A quarantine is necessary to keep it from infecting this nation.
How much more evidence do you need that we have radicals in the White House? Oh, we haven't even begun.
If covering you all,
do you think you need more? We need to at least in this country start having the necessary discussion of, do we want communists in the United States government as special advisors to the president?
People can actually afford.
When you think about it, who's really supporting it other than 80% of the American people?
And the public option? Would make insurance companies lower their prices and give better service in order to...
To be honest with you, and maybe it's just me, I don't even want communists having lunch with our president.
Health insurance companies.
They need to make big profits so they can afford to give their employees health insurance.
Believe me, that stuff's not cheap.
It makes sense.
Insurance company CEOs
have one university is one
American dream.
And it's five houses.
A private plan.
$500 million in
some in the White House may be uncomfortable calling these individuals radicals or revolutionaries or communist, but I'm not.
And a mini zoo in your backyard for exotic animals like a white tiger and pygmy horses.
Insurance companies offer you variety.
They can change the price and terms of your plan at any time or stop covering you altogether.
Do you want to?
So join us in the fight to protect our insurance company profits.
One communist among the American advisors at Yalta was one communist too many.
New era under President Obama.
Even if there were only one communist in the State Department. Even if there are only one communist in the State Department, that would still be one communist too many.
And I'm not being sarcastic.
MoveOn.org. Political action is responsible.
Why does the president have so many Marxists, socialists, radicals, and a self-proclaimed communist advising him?
Bad rap.
Administration Democrats.
We need to remember.
You are now the complete prisoner.
Insurance executives.
And the complete domination.
About health insurance companies. And the
executives. Which they themselves are destroying.
Obama is a radical communist. I think it's becoming clear. That's what I told people in Illinois, and now everybody realizes it's true. He's going to destroy this country. They're going to stop him, or the United States.
Because we keep ourselves in check, we make
doctor.
My kid falls off his bike and breaks his leg. He should have to pay that money out of pocket.
That's
Terry Hill. We're from the U.S. Department of Longevity and Health Assessment.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm afraid I still don't understand exactly what you do. What is the Department of Health and Longevity?
Actually, they're more commonly known as death panels.
George here. It's 10:15 Thursday night, and we are broadcasting live micropower community based radio at 103.5 WCOM FM, LPFM, that is, as in low powered micropower community based underground revolutionary. Those people who were part of some of the earlier clips you heard were spreading misinformation about death panels earlier and McCarthyism, and of course, Glenn Beck, and other fascist idiots. We also spun in that funding healthcare thing with Will Ferrell, which is something we do here at WCOM Radio. It's essentially kind of news and information that we like to play over some fun sounds and beats and different parts of music from across the world and locally. I'm Furious George. It's called The Furious George Show. In the back there, and there is called something called Big Gigantic. DJ 230 turned me on to that. Other folks here, we're going to be playing more Flying Lotus. We got some other stuff queued up, including this song that is just pretty cool recently and brought into my environment. The Coral tracks I'll be playing here. Stick around, we got some more stuff. Trying to help spread the word about what's happening with Micropowered Radio. If you want to learn more, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can find my old shows. Everybody else, take it easy, drive safely, do what you like. I'll be back toward the end of the hour. 103.5 WCOM and other places, including Freak Radio, Santa Cruz, Boulder, Free Radio, and other places. Stick around. I'm Furious.
Wilson was rebuked by the House this week for heckling the president during Mr. Obama's joint address to Congress. But that shout heard around the world is still reverberating out there in conservative circles. Most recently, over the weekend, where it became a chant for protesters at that huge taxpayer march on Washington.
Tonight, this guy in particular.
They came from all over the country to register their opposition to President Obama and big government.
Because we're tired of the spending, tired of the lies that are going on, and we want to take our country back.
The communists, the socialists, the anti-capitalists tonight.
Wasteful spending, health care reforms they fear would lead to a nightmare bureaucracy.
Advising our president.
Sinister fears too, as protesters equated their president to dictators like Stalin.
It's a mistake that all of these people have a lot of things in common.
Who's more dangerous, Al-Qaeda or Obama?
Obama.
Obama's more dangerous than Obama.
And I've told you.
Why?
For a year that Obama is a naked Marxist. They are using communist-era tactics.
The sentiments got even uglier.
I'm afraid he's going to do what Hitler could never do, and that's destroy the United States of America.
Max Blumenthal, author of Republican Gomorrah, waded into their midst to sample opinion.
And what is the Obama revolution? Like, what's going to happen?
Similar to Germany, as Hitler did, he took over the auto industry, did he not? He took over the banking, did he not?
And Hitler. They are using secrecy. They are using gangster-like tactics.
Did they all think that Obama has stepped on the Constitution the way his friend?
Medicare, then you'll get out of the program.
No, I said if they get out of my life.
Out of your Social Security.
No, out of everything.
Many were here at the urging of their favorite pundit, Glenn Beck.
This is a collection of Americans who but want both parties to stop with the corruption, stop with the spending, and start listening to the people. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there now in Washington, D.C. Hey, Griff.
Glenn, it's unbelievable.
And self-described communist and anarchist Bill Ayers.
You guys got something to say to Glenn Beck?
They were obviously having a good time, and they kept it up, even when the other side showed up to protest them in the guise of that satirical group from the left who called themselves billionaires for wealth care.
Death animals are real.
Of course they're real.
Stepped on the flag?
How many Congress people, members of Congress, do you think are in that anti-American crowd you described? How many Congress people you serve with? There's 435 members
right
of
now.
Congress. How many are anti-American in that Congress right now that you serve with?
You'd have to ask them, Chris. I'm focusing on Barack Obama and the people that he's been associated with.
But do you suspect that a lot of people you serve with?
Their anti-American nature.
Well, he's a United States Senator from Illinois. He's one of the people you suspect as being anti-American. How many people in the Congress of the United States do you think are anti-American? You've already suspected Barack Obama. Is he alone or are there others? How many do you suspect of your colleagues as being anti-American?
Their motto, if we're not broke, don't fix it. And they've come to thank the marchers for protecting health care industry profits.
You fight for us! You fight for us!
None of these marchers were billionaires, real or imagined, and they seemed genuinely upset over the unchecked growth of government. But there was more to this march than meets the eye, as there always is in politics. That's a story of the press myth. Dick Armey is chairman of the advocacy group Freedom Rock, the main organizer of this protest. They played a big role in launching those so-called taxpayer tea parties last April and the town hall disruptions in August.
The most popular one right now is called the Surprise Sniper, or the Pink Mist. And people just...
He flatly rejected it. He doesn't like the Constitution. He thinks it is flawed. And now I understand why he was so reluctant to wear the American flag lapel pin. Why?
I think the people that Barack Obama has been associating with are anti-American by and large.
Mr. and Mrs. Hawthorne are actually scheduled for a removal and not a consultation. That is definitely my bad. Look, my unicorn gave birth last night. It was emotional. It was exhausting.
Listen, folks, we're going to have to terminate it. Out of here, because we've got to fix these birth certificates for these cyborgs that we're going to run in the Senate.
Said Dr. Hudson, in your book that you're working on,
You say the economy today is really two economies, a productive industrial one that produces the needs of society, and a financial superstructure, sometimes called the FIRE sector, finance, insurance, and real estate, that is siphoning income away from workers and industrial capital.
One communist among the American advisors at Yalta was one communist too many.
American communists are celebrating under the new era under President Obama.
Administration Democrats. You are now the complete prisoners and the complete domination of the bureaucratic communistic Frankenstein which they themselves have created.
Obama is a radical communist.
gran rey que teníamos en tierra pura, que yo y también un amor.
Americans don't feel they know exactly what it is. Imagine you live in a city like, say, Cleveland. Right now, in most of the city, you can choose from only a few plans. With a public option, you'd be able to choose between these plans and the public option. That's it. It's that simple. If the public option costs too much or doesn't provide good service, you stay with your private plan. And the public plan would not be subsidized by the government or have the government set the rules for anyone. If they aren't the best, they lose. That's not very scary or complicated at all, is it? The public option works because it would have the scale and authority to negotiate lower prices from healthcare providers. This would push the private insurers to get the same deals. The public option has to be big and national to do that. So don't be fooled by the idea of so-called cooperatives. They'd be too small and scattered to have the scale and bargaining leverage of a public option. And would therefore be designed to fail.
The actions of the junior senator from Wisconsin have caused alarm and dismay amongst our allies abroad and given considerable comfort to our enemies. And whose fault is that? Not really his. He didn't create this situation of fear. He merely exploited it, and rather successfully. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
This reform failed. They are drug companies, insurance companies, and political operatives who are more concerned about a political fight than fixing a broken system. They're betting if they confuse and scare you enough about change, you'll decide to stay with a flawed system that everyone hates and costs too much. Look, it's the same old game. They want to scare you. And they have plenty of money and plenty of political partisans to do their dirty work. But they shouldn't be allowed to do this anymore. And you should have the right to choose a public insurance option if you want it. So what can you do right now? Make your voices heard. This is your last chance.
From the health insurance industry. They're doing more than holding, huh? They want to kill health care reform because it might cut into their obscene profits. Profits that are made by denying care and canceling coverage when policyholders get sick. Production company Brave New Films has released a new short documentary that exposes the despicable behavior of health insurance giant Cigna. Watch this, folks.
I would go to Cigna and they would tell me I had bronchitis and just give me medicine and send me home. Then the Cigna director called me up and she told me that there was nothing wrong with me at all. I got out of the phone book and I called the doctor. He told me you have cancer. And he said the reason Cigna didn't want to give me the records is they've known right way back for years that you have cancer. I mean, they're not going to treat you.
Joining me now is filmmaker and political activist and director of Brave New Films, Robert Greenwald. Mr. Greenwald, great work again. This had to be a very gut-wrenching piece that you put together. Was there any commonality amongst all the stories that you culminated in this documentary?
I think that among all the stories in Sick for Profit, it's this overwhelming sense of greed. It's like some of these executives are right out of the movie Wall Street, only they're real life, Ed. Part of what the audience didn't get to see is Cigna has two corporate jets, $68 million that they spend on corporate jets. There's gold-plated silverware, and this is an insurance company, damn it. That money is being taken right away from people who you've seen on screen and put into the jets.
Without even firing a single shot.
Stop to it. And the good thing about this debate right now and what we're doing with Sick for Profit is raising that question about profiteering on your health.
Now,
you who's without sin cast the first stone. After you who's last is the first stone. Better have your boom blown or either thirst bone. Rockets won't burst clone.
Start it off with your man's Dilla.
Max Blumenthal, author of Republican Gomorrah,
What is the Obama revolution like? What's it? What's going to happen?
Similar to Germany, as Hitler did, he took over the auto industry, did he not?
Be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine and remember that we are not descended from fearful men. This is no time for men who oppose Senator McCarthy's methods to keep silent or for those who approve. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the result. There is no way for a citizen of a republic to abdicate his responsibilities. We proclaim ourselves, as indeed we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. The actions of the junior senator from Wisconsin have caused alarm and dismay amongst our allies abroad and given considerable comfort to our enemies. And whose fault is that? Not really his. He didn't create this situation of fear. He merely exploited it, and rather successfully. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
Whatever your case may be, you know what I'm talking about.
Let's not forget where we came from. Let's learn to love.
We must be in love. We must be in love.
Republicans assholes, he was actually paying them a compliment. He was talking about how they can get things done even when they're the minority, as opposed to the Democrats, who can't seem to get anything done even when they control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and Bruce Springsteen. You know, I love Obama's civility, his desire to work with his enemies. It's positively Christ-like.
Say words before the song coming up. Yeah, but the song, but the music is coming in too fast before me.
In college, he was probably the guy at the dorm parties who made sure the stoners shared their pot with the jocks. But we don't need that guy now. We need an asshole. Mr. President, there are some people who are never going to like you. That's why they voted for the old guy and Carrie's mom. You're not going to win them over. Stand up for the 70% of Americans who aren't crazy. And speaking of that 70%, when are we going to actually show up in all this? You know, tomorrow, Glenn Beck's army of zombie retirees are descending on Washington. It's the Million Moron March. Although they won't get a million, of course, because many will be confused and drive to Washington State. They will make news, because people who take to the streets always do. They're at town hall meetings screaming at the congressman. We're on the couch screaming at the TV. You know, especially in this age of Twitters and blogs and Snuggies, it's a statement just to leave the house. But leave the house we must, because this is our last best shot for a long time to get the sort of serious health care reform that would make the United States the envy of several African nations.
Furious Short signing off. Stick around for more WCOM Micropowered Community Based Radio. I'll be back next week. There in the background, some classic J Dilla. Look him up if you're into hip hop, if you haven't heard of him before. Behind all the good stuff like Far Side, De La Soul, Beastie Boys, old school beats, and then this is some recent stuff. This is his classic Donuts album, Working on It. Work on some other stuff with the public option this week if you can. Do something, anything for the public option. It looks like it's actually starting to come back to life. So in that spirit, we're going to just keep playing some more hip-hop and other stuff on WCOM Radio. I'm furious. Stick around.